Yeah, they're okay. I figured you guys were Olipop dudes. It's healthy soda, you know. Yeah.
Have you ever tried Zevia?
No.
Oh, is that the stevia? Yes.
That is correct. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. There's something other than stevia?
Yeah, Zevia. I don't know.
Zevia, it's a clever, not clever name for a stevia.
Same, but it's the same
powered
thing. It's a stevia powered drink.
Yeah. Called okay. Zevia.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
From the makers of Zima.
Calling it powered is so funny. You're just like, powered? What are you drinking there? Is that a 7-Up? You're like, actually, this is a cane sugar powered soda.
Yeah, my diet is calorie powered.
Yeah. I'm carbo powered.
It's not a high calorie diet. It's just calorie powered.
Calorie powered. That makes it sound.
Oh my God, its power's over 9,000. Over 9,000 calories every day.
There's a grill in New York. It sounds like that. That sounds like something would be on their menu. It's Muscle Maker Grill, and everything is just carb loaded, carb powered, like that. So.
Yeah, that's funny. That, like, it's like muscle milk.
Muscle, yeah.
Yeah, which you should take after you work out. Don't make the mistake that I made and take it before and then puke all over the Gold's Gym in North Hills.
You puked all over the gym?
This was like high school. This was like 2005, 2006, really? Man. And I was trying to get big for the football team.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, muscle milk? Yeah, dog. I was like, I already love milk. You tell me I drink it and it gives me muscles? Okay.
Does it taste like milk? Honestly, never had
one. Yeah, it's a dairy-based.
It's like a thicker Ovaltine.
Yeah, it's just a thick protein.
God, an Ovaltine is thick already.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Thicker than Ovaltine. That should be their tagline.
Thicker than Ovaltine. But yeah, I drank it, and then at the time I had this like little personal trainer dude at Gold's Gym, and he would always kick my Olivier. I always remember that guy.
Olivier.
Was
and
he
you
French?
Had a personal
yeah,
trainer?
A little French dude. Yeah,
in
man.
High school?
Dude, my dad wanted me to be more athletic than him so bad.
Well, I mean,
my dad was not athletic, so my dad was like, oh my God, I have a big kid. He's gonna be the next Mr. Worldwide.
I just saw this. I just saw this photo.
Your dad was also a pit bull fan.
It was a photo of a bunch of white women in the stands of the Auburn Alabama game.
Yeah,
and it was still right when Alabama wins. They win like 24-22.
Yeah,
and
like then, four overtimes.
And then
or
it
whatever.
Was all these white women in Auburn gear, and it's like when you realize your boyfriend is not going to make it to the NFL, so you have to get a real job. That's your dad. You're like,
yeah,
my
dude.
Son. I'm gonna get him a personal trainer. I'm gonna pump him full of muscle milk. He's gonna go play college football at East Carolina University. Go Pirates.
Nah,
and
dog.
Then we're gonna
instead,
live off
I
of
was
him.
Skipping football practice and eating McDonald's in my car.
Oh, that's
and listening
great.
To Patton Oswalt.
Dude, yeah. Eating fast food in the car is a fucking
still,
vibe, bro. I
still
love
do
that
it.
Shit.
That's
a home
I still
run
do
move.
It to this day, man. Like if I get fast food, I'm gonna pull off into a random neighborhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
And someone's gonna look out their front just door and be like, is this our DoorDash guy? Like what's going on?
Ken or Karen's gonna come up. Okay,
yeah.
Top level sitting in your car eating fast food. Food. What do you choose?
Wendy's.
100%. Wendy's. Yeah.
Wendy's
what are you
guy.
Going for?
Out of the big three, I get about $12 worth of food from the dollar menu.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That is the play.
Yeah.
I do got to say, quick shout out to the Baconator and Son of Baconator. I'll just say that. Those are great.
100%. The spicy chicken sandwich.
Dude.
Incredible.
Yo, Wendy's is good.
Wendy's
People,
is
I think yep, everyone knows yeah. it. I think that no one eats Wendy's because like, actually, I don't know why. I thought I was going to have some philosophical shit to say, and now I'm just like, no, I don't know. People don't eat Wendy's.
People don't like redheads.
That might be what it is. Like, I don't want to support this ginger in her food.
Sorry, Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie. Okay. Yeah, you know, Freddie. Yeah, famed redhead.
How do you guys feel about Taco Bell?
Oh, no. I love Taco Bell.
I think the whole thing where it's like, oh, Taco Bell gave me diarrhea. I think that's like low key a little like racist. Like
Taco Bell's great. You're like of the big three. What are your big three?
The big three is McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Burger King's your top three, dude.
I mean the fast food chains, right?
Yeah, yeah. Burger King is like. Almost has more stores than McDonald's.
Really?
Burger King what are their sales
me and
like?
Me and my buddy call Burger King the king that knows no borders because they are like they are international.
That's
dog.
Okay. You should work in their marketing department. That's pretty good.
No, I'm good, dude. They're wild, man. I went to India. Burger King was everywhere, dude. Mm. They were all about it. Yeah.
I got some chicken fries. I did. This is a fat thing that I did. I was driving by. I made Burger King the other night, and I was just like, let me see what these guys are up to. I said that in my head, and I was like, I want to see if it still holds up.
Like you're checking in on an old friend.
Like it's an old Kanye album or something. I'm like, does this hold up?
And I think it's gotten worse over the years,
it's
right?
It's gotten worse for sure. Yeah.
It was pretty
Their chicken sandwich
bad.
Slaps, I'll say that.
Okay.
I went, it was like, what was it, like this time last year when everyone was like still coming out with chicken sandwiches, but like the late wave of people were doing it. Like Bojangles was like, we have one too. Like, And which I was, why. Yeah, I was like, duh. I was like, why haven't you had one? Yeah. This is all you sell. And every time I would come home from a mic, I would stop at a different place and get a chicken sandwich.
Nice.
The McDonald's one blows ass. I'm and so they knew hungry. It did. Terrible. They didn't even try.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude, fast food after a set.
So good.
God, it's so good.
It's like, great because it's like it's you've either bombed and it's like it's a comforting.
Yep.
Or you've crushed and you're like, God, I'm celebrating,
yes,
dude. Yeah.
It's so good.
Regardless, you're treating yourself and it's nice.
That's why that Haymaker mic kind of fucks me up because it's so close to the McDonald's right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, and I park in the lot. Like kind of just north of.
So pretty much after every set, you're really throwing your stomach a haymaker.
I'm really like, yeah. yeah.
They gentrified nice. The shit out of that McDonald's.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
That, oh, yeah. That did used to be like the.
It's got like
McDonald's.
Touch screens now.
Dude, fuck.
I haven't even been. In
it's got windows.
I just want
that was a McDonald's that used to. You could walk through the drive-thru and they didn't care. You know.
Oh, that's all
you
can. Damn.
Correct.
Yeah, they're like, we got way bigger things to worry about than some white kids walking through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I do want to give another shout out. And because I'm like really making the case for him, Arby's is good.
Yeah, Arby's is.
You
got to
get out of here.
No way.
I fuck with Arby's, but they're never open and their service blows, dude.
I don't disagree with that. The pandemic really did them in, and then also their staff is doing them in. Their food is to me on the same level of quality.
The chicken bacon Swiss or chicken bacon ranch or whatever it is so good.
Their market fresh sandwiches, like on the actual bread.
No, I don't fuck with that. I don't trust.
They're so good, dude. They're so.
I don't trust anything that has market fresh in the name of it.
I'm telling you, they're. Fresh,
I don't believe
fresh
it.
And natural. If anything in the marketing world says fresh and natural, do not buy it because those are loopholes to trick people into thinking what you're eating is healthy.
Totally real ketchup.
Yeah. Same with organic.
I mean, it's like that bit I tried. It's like that bit I tried to do a while ago. Taco Bell has a commercial, like it's a 30-second spot of talking about their fucking quesadilla, and then at the end they're like made with 100% real cheese, and I'm like, you've said 17 other ingredients. Why did you say this only about the cheese?
Nobody was at that point in the commercial being like, I wonder if it's real cheese.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like they say at the end too. It's like try Taco Bell's new quesadilla made with 100% real cheese, and then but nothing else.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. That's a good. Yeah,
it's weird, man. Yeah, I don't like the vibe.
It is like a ketchup bottle. I was like, well, totally real ketchup.
That quesadilla slaps though.
What did I try to say?
I'll be honest.
It is a good quesadilla. I don't remember what I the bit. Dude. I can never make the bit work. But the whole thing is, it was like, what if you were buying a car and as you were driving away, the car salesman was like, "Hey, man, these doors definitely work."
Hey, this car really works.
Yeah,
100% real engine.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Hey, make sure you put 100% real gas. Be like, are you joking with me right now? Or is this a bet?
Well, now in my head, I'm like top three fast foods. I think it's
Arby's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Arby's,
okay.
All right.
I think mine is
Arby's is good. You should give it another two.
McDonald's, Wendy's,
beef and cheddar,
Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Even though I know that like.
You do put Arby's up there? Arby's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A?
I fucking love Arby's, dude.
Arby's is great.
I used to.
Yeah.
That was like on the way home from hiking trips when we were kids. We used to stop at Arby's and just get a fucking grab bag of like 20 roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, so good.
Because it was like a dollar. And you just have like. And you've been on the trail for like 4 days. And you're like, you're like, you know what my body needs to refuel? Arby's roast beef.
Curly fries.
Yeah.
I'd say my top three is Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's probably.
Nice. Yeah.
We're not counting like cookouts and like local regional joints.
Nah. All right. If we're counting locals, and yo, Del Taco rips.
What about In-N-Out Burger?
Yo, I think In-N-Out's
trash. I've never
trash.
Had In-N-Out.
Trash?
I think In-N-Out is straight trash.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, cookout is trash too.
But like,
yeah, but you can't compare cookout.
The best thing about
In-N-Out
is they're
I've
like,
never had In-N-Out, so I can't.
The best thing about In-N-Out is like you can get an animal style or whatever. The best thing about In-N-Out is like, oh, they're like, oh, it's a secret menu, and you can get an animal style, which is just covered in fucking Thousand Island dressing, or like, and it's got like grilled onions and stuff. But it's like, dude, if you have to cover your shit in dressing, that's not good. Like that doesn't speak to your product. Like their fries are like,
what about nachos covered in cheese?
But yeah, no one's eating nachos for
the
chips.
The more they're covered, the better they. I like a little crunch with my notch.
There's definitely
nachos are not a fast food item. I mean,
true. Yeah,
they have them at Taco Bell, but like true. No one's getting those expecting quality.
Best fast food item, I'll throw chalupa,
dude.
Bro,
the chalupa is when they brought that thing out in like the early 2000s or whenever it was. Yo, I don't know what dude at Taco Bell was like, guys, what if we deep fried the taco shell?
They put sugar on it or something,
dude.
It's so fucking. I get six of them.
That's like crisp. They used to have the Baja Chalupa. They don't anymore.
Ooh, I didn't, is that what, like a Southwest? Where
are you? What are your top like a zesty three? Sauce to it.
I'm gonna go Wendy's.
Nice.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, yeah. And I'm gonna put in Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All right.
It comforted me through many a college year.
Taco Bell does rip.
That's where I'm at with McDonald's. The hardest times of my life. McDonald's got me through. Like it's like that. It's like, you know, when there was but one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that McDonald's carried me. You know, like it was always.
I'm getting you that poster for Christmas.
It's so funny. Being held by the hamburger, dude. the footprints are Ronald McDonald's feet.
For consistency, I will say, McDonald's is like they're there, dude. It's always good. In fact. When it's not good, I get like legitimately mad, and that's how I know. It's like it must be how a parent feels when that your kids actually
you're like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you're like, I know that your fries can be better than this. You know,
my friend showed me the video how they make the nuggets with the pink sludge.
Yeah, it's
he
gross.
Was like, I'm never doing it. I'm never eating those nuggets again. I was like.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
If he put me out though, showed you, and he looked over at you, and you're like, you were dipping them in sauce. You're like crazy. He's like, where'd you get those, dude?
I'm like, oh, so that's why they're so good, huh?
Dude, it's insane. They're so good. Nothing beats a McNugget.
A
fresh McNugget, and like the skin's a little puffy around it. Sometimes you can like bite the skin off.
I actually don't like the McNuggets are fine, and I'll have one, but like too many of them make me sick. Like if it was like a bag of Skittles.
Nah, man.
They're working.
Oh, that's true.
That means they're working. Well, I think Chick-fil-A nuggets are better than McDonald's.
Oh, see, I disagree. I don't. They're like too thick for me. Like
it's too much real chicken in the Chick-fil-A nugget.
That's honestly I agree. It's like I'm eating fast food. Like I don't. It doesn't need to shred like chicken. I know it's fucked up.
Yes.
I'm not like that's why I don't like Chick-fil-A sometimes because they try to position themselves as like the healthy brand. I'm like it's still deep fried fast food. Like come on now. Like
just because you have a salad that has fried chicken on it doesn't make you healthy.
Yeah. Now, what I wish Chick-fil-A would do is the little crunchies on there, like from the patties and the nuggets, like the little parts that like maybe like fall off in your box, straight up give me a box of just those things.
Oh, yeah.
So you would like, and in my opinion, the best, also on a side note, we are like this close to just switching to a fast food podcast.
Yeah. We've been talking about this for 15 minutes.
Popeye's chicken nuggets and their nuggets and then their tenders are the best.
They're the best
fast food. And their chicken sandwich is legit. When they had that whole thing back and forth with whoever.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Hands down, best chicken
dude,
sandwich.
Dude, here's what's nuts about me.
Popeye's,
Chick-fil-A.
Right?
Yeah, Popeye's.
Every restaurant has a chicken sandwich now. Fucking Boston Market has a chicken sandwich.
It's crazy that Boston Market still exists.
Quick Stop. Quick Trip, the gas station that has like the shitty sheets, made a big deal about they're like, we have a chicken. Like, people have chicken sandwiches who should not ever even say that they have food. Yeah. Like I didn't know that Quick Trip has food, but now I'm like, I gotta try this chicken sandwich. All of this was birthed from the fact that Chick-fil-A hates gay people.
Duh.
All these chicken sandwiches, people were like, God, this sandwich is so good, but fucking hell, their owners are so mean. I wish that. And then like every fast food brand was like, all right, we got a fried chicken for the gays.
We're doing this for
Derek. Equality. It's like, you're not. You're doing it for money. Yeah. But like it's so fucking.
We're doing
like,
this for Jack, dude.
But it's wild because Popeye's fucking kicked in the door, dude.
It was so, it's great.
I think it's a great sandwich. It may have been tied in with the pandemic happening, but like I remember going by a Popeye's and it was chaos.
The one in Garner,
because Popeye's ain't putting their people out in the parking lot like Chick-fil-A's doing.
Absolutely not.
Popeye's goes to their people and they're like, "Hey, we need you to go in the parking lot." And they're like, "I quit."
There are so many TikTok memes and TikToks about how shitty Popeye's customer service.
Oh, there's that one dude that does. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
So he's working at Popeye's.
Meanwhile, on the fucking Chick-fil-A's got a NASCAR pit crew of homeschool kids out there being like, one's taking your order, one's jacking you off, one's giving you your receipt, one's giving you salt. There's literally like seven kids, and they're all like, thank you so much, sir. They know. They're like, God's watching. If I disappoint on this number three order, I will go to hell.
I bet the Chick-fil-A cows are just sitting back. They're set for life, dude. They're like, we've been trying to get people on chicken for years. We got these cute little billboards.
I had a couple of friends that say they go to Chick-fil-A for the service, and I'm like, just say you're racist. That's
I will say, though, I had like really bad service at Chick-fil-A one time, and it like made me – I legit complained. I went on Chick-fil-A.com, and I was like, listen, I go to Chick-fil-A – because I know these white kids are afraid to give me bad service.
You're like, do you know my father?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. They sent me 15 free Chick-fil-A sandwich coupons.
Damn.
And I gave them to the, you guys know the homeless, there's like four or five of them. At like the Crabtree intersection.
Yeah.
They're always there. I just gave them to that dude.
If you complain, not like an asshole, brands will send you stuff.
Oh, hardcore. Yeah.
Melissa loves those Siete brand. Like it's like almond flour, like tortillas and chips. And cassava chips and stuff. And we got a bag of chips. She opened it. They were stale. And she like tweeted at them. And they were like, she was like, oh, I love your guys' stuff so much. Too bad this bag of chips is stale. And that was all she said. And then they sent us like four or five bags in this big box.
Damn.
Because they're just this
If you politely complain. Yeah. Brands will hook it up.
I'm about to go to the mall right now because look at the back of my phone. I dropped it when we were in Charleston this past weekend. And the front, it's fine. The back, fucking shattered.
Sick, dude.
Yeah. And I think without AppleCare, it's
$600. Wait, you shattered it? You blew its back out?
I blew its back out.
Damn. I can't believe you blew your phone's back out.
I was clapping cheeks with my phone.
Yeah, dude. don't we all, right?
Oh, man. All right, should we get into it?
No.
All right.
Yeah, let's get into it, dude.
All right, everybody, welcome. Oh, my God. Episode 40. Episode 40 of Bop or Flop Podcast. Oh, my gosh. We're so happy and so thankful that you guys are all here. We love you so much. We have got a crazy fun episode today. I am one half of your co-host team. My name is Spencer Spicy. You can follow me on Instagram at Spencer Spicy. I fucking just said my Instagram handle is my name, so... Jesus Christ, I got to get off my phone. My name's Spencer Bland. You can follow me on Instagram at Spencer Spicy. You can follow the podcast, this very thing that you're listening to right here at Bop or Flop Pod, across every single social media channel, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah, we are. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/bopperflop. We've got three different tiers you can support us at, a $5, an $8, and a $10 level. You get varying, different levels of gifts each time you pay us, from free episodes all the way to merch discounts. We're so thankful for our patrons that we have over there. We got 7 patrons right now. It'd be tight if we could get it up to 10, but I love our 7 homies. We have an international listener, international patron, which is tight. Yeah, dude. So we're going worldwide.
Yeah.
Don't know what that looks like from a tax implication status, but I swear to God, Ray, if you make that complicated, I'll kick you off our Patreon. That's it. Let's see. Guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I'm so glad that you identify as a fan of this podcast. It's not just me, though. If you are a fan of this podcast, you know that it's not just me running the ship. No, I've got another guy just over here scheming in the corner, thinking about ways he's going to get us off subject next. And that man is...
Hello. Hello again. My name is Jordan Scott Huggins. You can find me on all social media at AKA Young Beefy. Really lost energy introducing my own self.
Yeah, you usually come in with a lot more. I was expecting more fire. And you came in like, now I'm kind of worried about you.
Bam! Meryl. My name's Jordan Huggins, idiots.
Meryl?
Yeah, the TV chef.
Emerald.
Meryl.
Meryl's the fast food guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know that dude, Boy Fieri?
I said it was cock. Oh, that's funny. I said it with confidence,
yeah,
too. Yeah, Meryl.
Emeril Lagasse, dude. That man was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was so famous that Crest was like, let's come out with flavored toothpaste sponsored by him.
No, really?
Yeah, dude.
Emeril Lagasse had a toothpaste?
There was like 3 flavors. They're like chef-inspired toothpaste. And I was like, well, hold on. I brush my teeth to get rid of the food.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do you even spell Emeril Lagasse? Oh, I got it. Lagasse. And crazy. We're off topic.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it.
This was me this time.
But
it was
during me.
Well, it kind of was your fault for not getting his name right.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
fair.
Did this. You made me do this.
At AKA Young Beefy on all social media, jordanscotthuggins.com for upcoming dates, which are none. And that's it.
Yeah, we do have one date, everyone. So this is coming out tomorrow, November 30th. So this upcoming weekend, this Saturday, we have our very first live show at the Raleigh Night Market outside in the middle. middle of December.
Square, downtown Raleigh.
Moore Square, downtown. We're going to be giving away merch. We're going to, we've got a brand new sponsor. We're going to announce that. We're going to give away some sponsor gifts. We're going to maybe or maybe not give away free alcohol. You didn't hear us say that because we legally can't do that. But it's going to be a good time. We're going to be there for 4 hours recording a whole bunch of different episodes. Yeah, how are we going to fill 4 hours? Come hang out and find out because we don't know either.
It's going to take us an hour to set up.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. We're definitely going to have technical difficulties, but we're going to have fun regardless.
Yeah.
It's actually only, it's going to be like a high of 65 that day and a low in the mid 40s. So I think it's going to be that fine. It's
what
be
time
fine.
Are they there? Yeah. Four, six, 4 to 8?
We need to get there around 3 to set up. That's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah, but 5 to 9 is what we're at. And also, there's a whole bunch of other vendors. Go check it out. Raleigh Night Market. They're tight. They reach out to us, so we love anyone who supports us. Okay, y'all, enough about us. If you've been listening so far, we're 30 minutes in, or if you're not a Patreon member, who knows how much of this we edit out. You're 2 minutes in. But you're listening, and you're like, oh, I hear two other sexy little voices. And those people, they're both the co-host of the World Local News Podcast. I can't introduce them both because I can't say two things at once, so I'll let them do them themselves. But I don't know who's going to go first, so I'll let them fight over it. Our guests are...
Greg Perlman.
And Freddie Valois.
Hello, yeah, dude. What's up, boys? Dudes?
What's happening, guys?
At G Perlman on Instagram and at Freddie Valois. And then you guys have a podcast, World Local News.
Yeah.
Yep.
Freddie also World has Fred News. Talk podcast.
Fred Talk.
But yeah, Fred Talk.
You only get one plug on this podcast.
Yeah. I have a Patreon.
Nope,
I have
that's
two
it.
Members.
Stop.
Hell yeah, dude. Two members.
But I'm capping it at two, so I don't even want you guys to sign up. So.
Dude, exclusive membership. Dude, that's join the so waiting list now. Patreon.com/Freddie Valois.
Dog, do you have an NFT, dude? What's going on, man?
Yeah, dude. You get an Freddie selling NFTs of his dick pics, dude. That's wild, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. It feels good to be here. I love you guys. I love everything you do. I'm cheering for you guys.
Hell yeah. We vibe with Freddie super hard. We vibe with Greg as well. We vibe with both of you as a fucking Megatron,
a collective
multiracial goodness.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it, dude. So for our listeners, tell us a little bit about World Local News. You can tell us about yourself, too, whatever.
Yeah, so we're in season two of World Local News. We take popular stories, and we give our hot takes, sometimes cold takes. We riff. We get silly. And we just want to make people laugh.
It's super fun, man. I love it. I love your fucking intro music. Makes me dance every time. You have the fucking Buena Vista Social Club over there.
Shout out to Nick Baglio. He did our
Nicky Bags did that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
that dude's
who's
tight.
Nick Baglio? Local guy?
Local phenomenal drummer.
Oh, really?
Used to I think he used to or still does drum with Boulevards Live. That's where I met him because I used to shoot for Boulevards a little bit. But he's like he's
toured with Little Brother.
Yeah,
oh, a bunch of
he's like an Instagram famous drummer. He's really
he's a professional.
He's also
drummer.
Super hot. Yeah,
Italian from Long Island.
Nicky Biceps.
Yeah, dude. Man's jacked as hell.
Yeah,
you can't be like out of shape and be a drummer because that's like the CrossFit of instruments. Like,
what about Questlove?
No, I think that dude's still got muscle. Dude, he's lost a ton of weight.
He has.
Yeah. He's not nearly as big as he used to be. Same thing with, what's his name? Big Fro dude, also a comedian, does a lot of loop stuff.
Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Baglio, is this him? He has his own landing page on pearldrum.com.
Yeah, he's like a sponsored professional drummer. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude,
he just
that's
did a week
cool.
on The Tonight Show.
No. Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Damn. I almost got drum lessons from him, but I was too poor.
That's cool. Yeah.
Not that he was like cool. It's very reasonable rates. I just didn't have extra money.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. Cool.
That's tight. Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Sick. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Yeah. Where did you guys meet? I don't know the story. I know you, and I know you, but I don't know how you guys became one.
We met through mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Vibed right off the bat.
Yeah, where was the first place we met, though?
Probably Raleigh Raw.
I think so, yeah.
Probably
Greg
Raw.
Used to be posted up at Raleigh Raw.
Yeah.
And I would go in and see him, and, he's a friendly dude. We're both extroverts, so we just clicked like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then we did, like, a 2.5-hour episode on your podcast, and we were like, oh, did we just become...
Yeah.
Yo, that's the best.
Are we vibing right now?
Yeah, we're all vibing,
man.
Are we
going to
do this? Are we going
to? I fuck with it, dude. I love it because we're obviously best friends sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. I like seeing other people who are also like best friends and tight. That's assuming. I assume.
Well, I think like you guys, like the world is serious enough. And so taking any and every opportunity to be silly
with your friends
is the best.
I've admired that about you guys. Freddie's always like that too, man. He's always talking about serious things in his stories, but he's always being funny with it.
All right. Oh, Yeah, you're a silly comic. I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
I love being
yeah,
silly.
I guess, yeah, for those who don't know, we also should have said, yeah, Freddie's a comic. Probably one of the best in the scene.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man, you catch him good nights. You've done the improv a couple times, right?
Yeah, I know. I did one guest spot for Jeremy Piven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that story was wild because wasn't it like you just like ran into him in public or something?
He went to the yoga studio I used to go to, and the owner was like, oh, I know my friend is stand up.
That's also cool of Jeremy Piven to just be down to give a guest spot to someone he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What's his stand up like? Is it good?
It was storytelling. Yeah. You know, people go there for Ari. He tells stories of Hollywood. He knows, you know.
It's kind of like Jay Chandrakasar from Super Troopers.
Yeah, he did.
Good nights, and it was like mostly he's just like, you guys want to hear behind the scenes funny
That's
stuff?
What people want to hear, dude.
Yeah, yep. You know? If you're it's famous like enough, Foley, dog, you don't care. You can get up there and do whatever you want.
Mankind and Mick Foley. You know?
Oh yeah, that's what his stuff is. Yeah.
Also, all I can think about right now is how much shit we've talked about Raleigh Raw, dude. I'm so sorry.
On this podcast?
Yes. Oh yeah, it's
on
fine.
It's
you don't have to be sorry. Yeah,
it's more so about the owner, but that's
yeah,
fine.
That's yeah. True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in my mind. I didn't mean to make it weird now. Now I brought it out of my mind into public.
No, you're good. Well, yeah, I saw your Instagram story. You're like, fucking.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I never really fucked with the place. Everyone always feels like, because I'm fat. So, like, I go in there, and, like, everyone in there is, like, skinny and hot and covered in tattoos. If I'm wearing long sleeves, I will roll them up when I go in there because I'm like, look, I got ink, too. Please be nice to me. And they're always just so fucking mean to me. And I'm like, I'm sorry that this is the only time I drink juice. Yeah. Like, I go in there and I'm like, God, you guys like apple juice? And they're like, it's not a clean version.
It's not great.
That is
part of the patriarchy. Like,
I got that first impression there too when I first got in. I was like, am I cool enough to be in here?
Yeah.
But then you get to know people and it's like, oh, everybody's
sure
fucking
chill. Yeah. The people that go, I like the people that go there.
Yeah. Right.
Mark, also, that's another dude that we have mutual friends in. Mark Clark, former
Mark Clark.
Soccer.
Yeah. He seems like he is the epitome and definition of party hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Very
that's
much.
That's another thing that I've messed up.
Yeah. You know, party hard, play hard. Yeah.
Meryl Lagasse.
That's why you're not.
Meryl Lagasse. We glossed over it. Emeril Lagasse says bam. Meryl Lagasse says bing and boom. You know, he like gets it wrong. Meryl Lagasse, dude.
Meryl Lagasse is cable access Emeril Lagasse.
His name is Meryl Lagasse. They're maybe related.
And his whole thing is
boom. It's too many syllables.
His
to
show
catch
is
on.
How to is how to plus up like frozen aisle meals.
Dude, he's like, what do you have? Maruchan ramen for the next week. Yeah. Well, green onions that you've stolen from your neighbor.
People call and they're like, hey, Meryl, I've got six hungry men that are gonna go bad in 4 days. And he's like, well, listen, do you have garlic salt?
Is Thanksgiving coming up in the next 4 days?
That's fun. That's a fun little bit. Okay, well, everyone for tuning in, thank you so much. Jordan, we may have some new listeners. We may have some Fred Talk fans. We may have some World Local News fans. We may just have general people. Who knows? Freddie's mom might be tuning in.
Oh, she probably will, yeah.
I can guarantee both of my parents will listen.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out Greg's parents. Shout out Perlmans, the Perlmans.
Indeed.
Yeah. Shout out the Perlmans. Shout out Mrs. Valoy.
Mercado. She remarried.
Mercado?
Yeah.
Yo, tight, good for her. Senora, Senora Mercado.
Yeah.
She's still up in Harlem? Where's she at now?
Yonkers, New York. That's,
okay,
yeah.
Tight.
Yonkers.
Yo, fun fact, we learned this early on. Freddie and I, where I lived in New York for a little bit, was very near where Freddie grew up, right?
Oh. Yeah. Until I was like 10 or something like that.
Which is wild to me. Yeah. So sorry for gentrifying your neighborhood.
It's okay. I love the Jew shop there. When I went back to visit, I was like, hell yeah.
Yo, it's wild, man. I'm. It's so funny because I moved there like there was like one cool coffee shop and they were opening the cool bar that like sparked the revolution.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say revolution, but you
know, like the white revolution.
Holy shit. You know how they say that like we have these like ingrained things that you don't even know about with race and stuff? And sometimes people are like, no, that's not a thing. I think you just proved that is 100% a thing. You're like, the revolution. Oh, God. Sorry.
Oops.
We got out. Oops.
Because I went up there to visit, I think this was a couple years ago, and it's like, it's not even.
Yeah,
like my apartment's probably triple the price of what it was.
Damn,
crazy.
Yeah. That's like me. I just bought a house, but on the east side, over by the Cookout and Bojangles.
Yeah,
and we are the gentrifiers for sure.
100%. Yeah.
I'm excited to see when the hipsters get to the Bronx because the Bronx is going to fight back.
Oh, 100%. I lived at the end of the one, right up there
on 242nd.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Like that's Yonkers, right?
So that's you're still in the Bronx and Riverdale, but
you're still like off Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I live like. a little bit less than a mile. I live on the first street in Yonkers.
Oh, fuck yeah. I live
Yonkers
like you literally.
The Bronx, right?
You got off what I can't. What is it? You got off at 242nd Street Station and you walked a football field and my building was on the left. I rented a place for like 2 months up there.
Yeah.
In like 2016.
I used to play Pop Warner football in,
Van Cortlandt.
In Van Cortlandt Park.
Yo,
yeah,
that rules, man. That's tight. I almost got like human abducted in Van Cortlandt Park one time. This dude on Craigslist he was like, "Yo, I got a bunch of free hockey gear and I'm just leaving it in Van Cortlandt Park. Someone come pick it up." And it was like, obviously it was too good to be true, but my dumb ass was like, "Free hockey gear? I can resell this and make rent." Like, cause it was like goalie pads, like shit that's expensive.
You know what? Now, but having lived in New York, it's the guy who made that post is a man at the end of his wick.
No, because it didn't. No, no, I don't
think
it was anybody.
It's fucking hockey gear, and it takes up too much space, and I just need to get it out, and I don't even want to deal with selling it. And he's like, "I'm dumping it here. Come pick it up."
That's
dude.
Literally what he did. He's like, it's in something field in Van Cortlandt Park in a duffel bag. And I got there, and I don't know, it just felt sketchy. I also went there at like 11 p.m.
So. Did you see the duffel bag?
Nah, dude.
I would message
that person and be like, "Listen, the duffel bag has to be open, and I have to see the contents before.
Yeah.
I'm not opening
the duffel bag.
You pick it up, you're like, this is so heavy.
Yeah,
is this a body?
It's ticking.
You're like, as soon as you touch it, the cops surround you, and you're like, "Oh, boy, I got egg on my face." Okay, all right. Jesus Christ.
So, okay, yeah. We got
people from all over, from podcasts, from family, from friends, jumping in, and they're like, "What is this bop or flop?" And what they definitely want to hear is a dumb white guy explain it to them. So why don't you give them that?
This just in. Welcome to Bop or Flop, a music podcast. I can't even do it. I can't even keep it going.
Commit to the bit. Commit to the bit.
Alert! Alert! No, dude. I'm not vibing with
you. I'm not letting you give it up.
Again!
Team me up again. Okay. Team me up again.
Oh, sorry. I was checking my phone.
Oh, from... Don't stop it recording, though.
Oh, did I?
No.
No, I was just making sure. Dude, I got this weird thing where if I don't have my phone on me, I'm like, someone's going to die.
You know what Bop or Flop is? Bop or Flop is under the umbrella of a music podcast.
No.
I'm on it. I got a thing going.
You got a thing? All right.
You know what Bop or Flop is? We like to think it's a music podcast, but it's a lot of bits and riffs, okay? That's what it's really about. But... Bop or Flop is a music podcast, and our guests today have chosen a date, and every week we go back and look at the Billboard Hot 100 from that date, okay? This just in. Do you like music, idiots? Okay, well, we got a lot of it, okay? We got that, hot bits, and cold riffs, dude. Greg and Freddie have chosen a date, and we've gone back, and we've put together the top 10 from the Hot 100 from that date, and we're going to go back and see, do they rip? Do they spliff? Do they suck? Do they... Sicked? Do they bop? Yeah, I don't know, dude. Yeah. I'm riffing and spliffing with Tiffany here.
This just in. Local mentally challenged man given podcast.
I'm not doing a voice, okay? Greg, Freddie, why don't you guys go ahead and tell us what date you've chosen and why?
Hold on, I want an interjection. What would your guys' combined name be? Would it be Greddy or would it be Freg?
I like Freg. Freg sounds
Greg. Freg is Freg. Fun, right?
But Greddy sounds. But I do like Freg.
Greddy.
Freg is like your daytime. Greddy comes out at night.
Greddy is like very close to Gritty, which is the Philadelphia Flyers mascot.
The best mascot in sports.
I'm from Philadelphia, so you'll find no arguments here. Yeah, I like Freg.
Yeah, Freg is cool. Yeah.
Freg seems tight. Like an even amount of both of your guys' names.
Freg is not going to cause any disturbances, like at a family gathering. You're going to want like a nice guest at a wedding.
Yeah.
Freg is going to go under the radar. A
couple divorces under his belt.
Yeah, oh,
has
for
anyone
sure.
ever called you Fred?
My mom and my girlfriend call me Fred. And my wrestling coach in high school used to call me
your
Fred.
Your girlfriend calls you Fred?
Yeah, she'll call me Fred.
Well, now it seems so loving.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt gross saying it, but now I feel like if I call you Fred, I got to fuck you.
Wait,
that's why I call him.
Wait. Did you hear the other part where he said his mom also calls him that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, also in the vaginal region, you know?
I mean, I came out of her vagina. I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oedipus complex. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
So, Freg, what date have you guys chosen and why?
So, I decided on December. We make executive decisions here at World Local News. Sometimes it's Freddie in the driver's seat, sometimes it's me, and this one was me.
Samesies.
So if it sucks, it's on me.
No, it rips, dude.
Yeah, no, it rips. We have chosen December 16th, 1991 for two reasons. Number one, that is my youngest sister's birthday. Shout out to Gracie Perlman. She's turning 30.
Yo, hell yeah.
And then the second, arguably more important reason is because that is the date in the fictional Marvel Cinematic Universe where Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier, kills Tony Stark, Iron Man's
that
parents.
That rules.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. That's tight.
I like that.
I don't know why I keep bringing this up, weird name stuff, but like Fred and the Greg sounds like a bad morning radio
it
show.
Does.
Fred and the Greg.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Fred and the Greg.
Squid, squid, squid. Everybody, welcome to Fred and the Greg.
This just in.
That'll be our next podcast.
Yeah, dude. Turn world local news. You guys start a Patreon and have Fred and the Greg only be on the Patreon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Fred and the Greg. It's so
I can even see like a dumb shirt where it's like someone does a bad illustration of both y'all's faces, like leaned off to the side. It's like Fred and the Greg.
I'm into this big time.
Yeah. 90:50 a.m. on Tuesdays.
So
December 16th, 1991. That rules.
Other things that happened on this date.
Oh, fun.
Florida Marlins signed their first player, a 16-year-old pitcher, Clemente Nunez.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
That's got to be Puerto Rico.
Probably, yeah.
Freddie's Spidey senses went off. He's like, that's Dominican right there.
That's all we really got.
The Republic of Kazakhstan becomes independent.
Whoa.
That's big.
And the UN reverses ruling that Zionism is racism by a vote of 111 to 25, and 13 people abstained. So there's that.
Interesting.
Those 13 people that didn't have an opinion on that. That was, that's the weirdest part.
Yeah. I bet it was
all Switzerland, too. They're like, guys, we got to remain neutral. They're like, we got.
And that's about.
That's about
Oh, Pablo Escobar. Oh, no, that was in June. So, yeah. Okay.
He died,
December 16th. No, he went to jail this year.
Okay.
The way it was presented on the website made it look like it happened on this date. But
nice.
R.I.P.
Anyway.
December 16th, 91. I was a wee babe.
Yeah, I was 88. I was like 2 or 3 years old.
But most of us were.
Yeah.
I was 7.
You were 7.
So you can at least remember.
I had a mustache, sideburns already.
You were getting boners. It was all happened.
You're like figuring, you're like, what is this? Yeah. Just pushing it up against shit in the house. Like, this feels nice. All right. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
It's weird. We're used to having an ad break. This will probably be the last episode without an ad break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, we are going to get into it right after.
Well, no. I'm saying this is the last episode without an ad break.
These.
We can't do it.
Fake.
And we're going to do fake ads? Every day is a mystery with Jordan Huggins as your best friend.
Anyway, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Coming in at number 10, we are starting this playlist off maybe the hottest we've ever started it. Usually the number 10 spot on these songs is like bad. You know, it's like it's number 10 for a reason.
Sure.
It's like the consolation prize of this list. This one.
Rarely we do catch a good song on the way up.
Yeah.
Or on the way down.
But like this fucking rules. And that song is OPP by Naughty by Nature. Get out with OPP. Yeah, you know me. Get out with OPP. Greg, you guys are our guests.
Yeah.
Give us that first vote.
You guys get the first choice in bop or flop.
Bop.
Bop, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%
bop. 100% bop. I was gonna have to throw hands if anyone flopped this. Dude, this is a... Oh, man.
You got a Jackson 5 sample in there.
Yeah, dude. This song is...
ABC,
hot.
Right? ABC.
Yeah.
1-2-3. There's actually... On this playlist, we have a few, or at least one other good sample.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is great.
This song is so good. I've never heard such a light and dismissive song about cheating. It's like...
What does OPP stand for?
Other people's property.
Yeah. But in the beginning, he's like other people's pussy or other people's penis. Yeah.
So you know how some people call it a cat, some people call it a kitten.
Yeah. So he's like, who's down with OPP? Who's down with... having sex with somebody else's partner,
and then
everybody's like, yeah, you know me. Yeah. Which is crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah,
I almost want to give this a twist because I think you could go anywhere and say you down with OPP and at least one person would say, yeah, you know me, like, this is, but I don't know if it's quite there for you guys. I know you probably know, Freddie, if you don't. So we have, obviously, you can bop or you can flop a song. If a song like transcends the time that it was made. Like if it just has a lot of cultural relevancy, if it like helped shape future music, we would call it a twist. And that's called that because after Chubby Checker's Twist.
The Twist.
Because that was like a song that like a lot of people reference back for the beginning of rock music. Like it really like,
for sure.
like blew records out of the water, you know. So like it was very like culturally important.
Yeah.
Not just to like race, but just to like music in general. So now we give something like recently I gave Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus a twist. Because that song, like,
okay.
I know. Some people disagree, okay. but I think it was important.
For what reasons? I mean, I'll go back and listen to the episode.
I don't remember, if I'm being honest. But
I mean, it's an epic song. Don't get me wrong.
I gave that reason because like, it like took over American media for like a solid 6 months. Like
I would argue that Party in the USA is more of a twist than Wrecking Ball.
That's a bop, right? Wouldn't that be a bop?
Yeah, yeah. So a twist is still a bop. It's like a mega bop.
An all-time.
Oh, we're throwing a lot of keywords at you in the first episode.
There's a quiz at the end.
Yeah.
I could. I'm not going to give this song a twist. I will give it a hard-ass bop.
It's definitely a hard bop.
It's great. I understand the case for a twist. I mean, it's like it's on so many lists of like best rap song of the 90s, one of the best rap songs of all time.
Yeah.
Like the sample's great. It's so good. And then the cultural relevance of just like, who's down with OPP? If you were walking down the street, somebody would respond to you.
I mean, me, a dumb little white kid growing up in the suburbs of Raleigh, was like, yeah, you know me. Yeah. Everyone knew.
This song reminds me of when my dad was on vacation from prison. This was like he was out for a little bit right before he went back in for 18 years.
You're referring it to being on vacation. Yeah.
He just, you know, he's on sabbatical for a bit.
That's tight. Yeah, he took a sabbatical. Yeah, I just imagine him being in the clink and he's like, yeah, I've been saving up my PTO. You know, they say if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So
OPP definitely has a different meaning on vacation.
Oh my God,
that's fucking tight.
Oh, man. So it's a quadruple bop?
Quadruple bop, dude, starting off strong.
All right.
You want to take us into the next one?
Yeah, moving into number 9. Somebody I truly forgot about. We've got That's What Love Is For by Amy Grant. That's what love. I'm giving it a bop, dude. Amy Grant was great. I thought she was great.
Amy Grant is an all-timer.
Okay, that's great.
In 1991, like a couple years prior, I had already established Whitney Houston was like, was like it for me.
Yeah.
Like that was probably the first time I realized I loved women. But Amy Grant was like a close follow-up to that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this... Can I give my thing? How does it work?
Yeah,
go, nah, dude, whenever. There's no rules.
All right,
interrupt
cool.
each other. Be rude. Do whatever.
I'm
you
gonna
want.
Give this a bop, but it's for sentimental reasons, and it's not her best song.
Yeah,
right.
By any means, you throw on Baby.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. Yeah. But for this, a ballad, you got those power chords.
Yeah, it's a great. Yeah, there's a lot of ballads.
Nostalgia
on this
bop. That's a nostalgia bop.
Really torn. The guitar solo rules, dude.
Yeah,
but it's also like, what's this guitar solo doing here? Like,
did you know
what?
Oh, sorry, no, you go.
No. I was just gonna riff.
I'm gonna riff with you. But Amy Grant, no better way to start a riff. Yeah, I'm gonna riff with you.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, riff.
Okay.
So Amy Grant is referred to as the queen of Christian pop.
Yes.
Yo, yeah, what?
Yeah. And this is, so this song too, this, first of all, the song that this out or the album this song is from is so big. It's like, it's whatever five is. It's, we went platinum 5 times.
This song did?
Yeah.
This, the album.
Oh, gotcha.
And this song is one of like 3 or 4 singles from that.
It's Heart in Motion.
This is the only song from that album that charted on both. Or that got released to both Christian and modern pop stuff.
Yo, I'm sorry. I think I'm going to give it a flop.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
it
fine.
Isn't, like, it's like hell, I listened to it and I was like, it's good, but it just didn't. I had to listen to it a few times to like make a decision. And every time I was like, guitar solo's tight. I don't know what it's doing here. Like it feels like it's in the wrong neighborhood, you know?
I think it's because it's because she was trying to reach the mainstream.
Probably.
Because she was
I hate even more. I hate it when Christians are like, yeah, well, let's get down to your secular level, you know?
You know what's actually super funny? I was reading about her, and she had this whole scandal, And like nowadays you hear like somebody had a scandal and it's like, oh, sexual, like they raped somebody or something. Yeah. Her thing was that she just referred to premarital sex, and then the fucking journalist she was talking to made it seem like she was down with premarital sex. Mm. And then all of her fans lost their shit.
So she's not down with OPP.
She's definitely not down with OPP.
Gotcha.
That's one of the 10 CO commandments.
One of the 10. Yeah.
We tried to do it.
Thou shalt not fuck with other people's property.
Yeah. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, dude. It's like literally a 10 commandment.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That makes me respect Naughty by Nature a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, Naughty by Nature is advocating for, they'll be like, yeah, we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? Freddie, what do you think about this song?
So this is the first time I've ever heard of Amy Grant, and I don't want to offend you guys as culture, but I'm gonna give this a flop. I feel like there was like four other white dudes with long hair that have a similar vibe, that the whole ballad thing and all
that. Yeah, for sure.
So.
That's it's like it's a very generic ballad. It's not doing anything for me, and I there's other ballads that I can't name right now because I don't know music well enough, but that I'd rather listen to.
Yeah,
put this guitar solo anywhere else and it rules, but like it's weird.
I actually think if you put that guitar solo anywhere else, it sucks worse because it's a fine guitar solo.
That is correct.
But in this song with Amy Grant, it's like you could put a 12-string guitar next to Amy Grant, and you're like, that rocks. But if you put that guitar next to me, you'd be like, this guy is about to ruin this party. You know, like that.
Okay,
fair
enough. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a flop from you.
It's a crisscross, dude. We got four people in the studio.
It's a crisscross flop bop.
They should play that guitar solo at the end of every family court session. Like, someone just lost custody of their kid.
It does feel like it should be like bad slow-mo set to it. It's really like a little glitchy. Like,
that's so funny, man.
Oh, man. All right, that's great. So moving in to number 8, we've got Can't Let Go by Mariah Carey. Is iconic.
Yeah.
Where are you guys? What do you think?
Bop. Yeah. Bop. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely a bop for me.
Hard bop, too.
The rest of the song can get absolutely fucked. It's very boring, but that chorus is just so. She brings it back.
Yep. And this is the difference between a ballad and the singer is like an iconic singer versus Amy Grant. You know,
this is different, though. Yeah. This is
Mariah Carey's in her territory, dude.
That's correct. She throws in some vocal riffs.
In the ballad Swamp, like Mariah Carey's the big ass gator. Like she's hanging out under the water. She's like, this is my turf. Fucking Amy Grant is like a random like goldfish that some kid dumped in, you know, into the sewer and ended up in the swamp. And it's like, yeah, you're going to survive here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, but this isn't your home.
I would call Amy Grant a turtle because it's like, it's cool that you're here. Nobody's going to eat you. But like, should you really be here? You know, why don't you go get back to your Christian?
All turtles are Christians. Yeah. Yeah.
Turtles all the way down.
If I knew that there was going to be this much Amy Grant slander on this podcast, I wouldn't have agreed to do it. I'm giving this Mariah Carey song a fucking flop.
Oh, you know.
No.
It's out of spite or what?
Partly. Let's call spade a spade. But also because this is just not, this doesn't even register as like a top 6 Mariah Carey
song.
That
is true.
At all.
True. When I was first listening to it, I was like, I don't remember this song. Because, Mariah Carey's a fucking hit machine. And like you hear her songs and you're like, you've got like just way more like in her fucking belt. And then that chorus hit and I was like, oh, I remember this song.
So do you remember this artist will come up later, but remember the Paula Abdul song Rush Rush where she was in, she did a video and Keanu Reeves was in it?
Oh,
yeah.
This song sounds exactly like that and Paula Abdul's kind of version sounded better and it had a Keanu Reeves feature in a video.
That is true. Yeah.
So it's partly spite, but partly just because it's not Mariah's best.
That's fair. You're wrong, but that's fair.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I think,
come to the dark side. Call it a flop.
It's a great song but we're biased. I'm biased because we've covered worse Mariah songs.
Big time.
And I'm like, I can't find
her early career. She's got some hard stinkers in there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. And they're like, and I've done that before, too, where it's like, I know, it's like, hey, McDonald's, I'm mad at you because I know you can do better, you know? Like, and I know that she can do better, but the some of the stuff in this song is great. Like some of the vocal runs she goes on, it's so good, dude. The chorus.
She's got to be like one of the top three or four female singers of all time.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bop. Bop, bop, bop. Flop.
Bop. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Triple bop.
Yeah.
And a flop.
Yeah. I respect your flop, though. I like where you're coming from.
To be on the Thanksgiving theme, if we're all a plate of food right now, Greg is the greens, you know, like only a little bit.
We need you for health.
For sure. Yeah.
Can I at least be like almond green beans?
Yeah. I would have given you like collard greens, but yeah.
Yeah, not for everybody because some of us have a nut allergy, but yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That's fair.
Still delicious in its own right.
Okay. Wait. You have a nut allergy and like you're getting sponsored by. Oh, okay.
No.
Moving into number seven, we've got Cream by Prince and the New Power Generation.
Sir, horny police, step out of the top 10 song. Pull the car over. Sir. Dude, this song is just insanely. I'm sorry. Fucking.
It's so horny, dude.
It's insanely. First off, it's called Cream.
Yeah.
Second off, just it's like, I just would love to be the producer who started the song. And maybe the producer was into it, but that was like, yo, can you just go come in the booth for 10 seconds? Because that's going to be the intro to the song real quick.
I like to imagine it took like 12 takes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just a studio full of cum.
This one. This song, famously, supposedly, he wrote about himself.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
What is he getting on top of then?
Is really funny because like some of the lyrics... I got to pull it up real quick. But some of the lyrics... Where he's just like, you're so good, baby, there ain't nobody better. So you should never, ever go by the letter. It sounds like he's like talking to somebody.
He's talking to himself in the mirror?
He's talking to himself in the mirror.
Yo, fucking Prince is in front of his full-length mirror in a robe and nothing else, and he's just opening it, singing to himself. Yeah.
The quote is... better than ever. Somebody was talking to him about it. It was like in an MTV interview or special or something, and that somebody was like, and what about this lyric or whatever, and then he was just like, you know, I wrote this looking in a mirror, right?
Prince was fond
of asking while performing the song in concert. Prince is, yeah.
That's great.
He's like, dude, I was jerking off in the mirror, like...
You know,
I just have a recording studio in my bathroom.
Of it. I was going to flop it, but I'm giving it a fucking bop now.
This is a great song. I'm upset that somebody this talented had such a bad beard, dude. It was so gross.
But it was like his thing.
It was gross.
Listen, everything Prince did, if we put on other people, would be gross, okay?
That's fair, yeah.
But it works for him because it's like he was just so, that was his thing, and he was so confident in it. Like...
He was a tiny little fella.
He was so small.
I was never in, I hope the day comes, but I've never been into Prince. And everybody was like, when he died, it was huge.
Yeah.
You know, but like, were you ever Prince heads at all? Did you listen to Prince a lot?
Yeah, I mean, Purple Rain, like, that stayed on rotation in my house.
Really?
Yeah, Prince is an OG, for sure.
But did you like listen to him a lot?
I wasn't actively searching him out, but when he came on, I was like, tight. And I was like, I would fuck with the hits every now and then.
Yeah.
I will say he had a resurgence in that Chappelle Show skit.
Yeah.
That was probably my first like independent viewing of Prince, being like, oh, this guy that my mom listened to. And then I went and like, you know.
He became relevant again, yeah.
At this time, this is 91.
Yeah.
He could have taken a shit on a plate and recorded it, and it would have been. So he was 2 years removed from doing the entire soundtrack to Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So he was like
at the top.
He almost did take a shit on a plate. I mean, this is just he just jizzed on a plate and put it on like
Cream.
Yeah, that's what this song is. I want to flop it because I don't really like.
I'm flopping it.
I admire its candor.
I wanted to flop it, but during the butt sex sounds, I got chills. So I think I'm by default going to have to bop it. So
exactly, man. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, Freddy's horny right now.
Yeah, I got the shivers. I was like, what the fuck was that?
It reminds me of vacation.
Freddy's girlfriend. I'm bopping it.
You're bopping it.
Yeah, it's a reluctant bop, but. Freddie's gonna get home and his girlfriend's gonna walk in and he's gonna be in a fucking robe just dancing. He's gonna be tucked dancing in front of a mirror. His girlfriend's gonna be like, "Did you listen to Prince again? I know. I can tell when you listen to Prince. You always want me to peg you when we listen to Prince."
Oh, God. Okay, so that was a triple bump and a flop from us.
Yes, sir, it was.
Yeah. Moving in number six.
Coming in at number six, we've got Blowing Kisses in the Wind by Paula Abdul. It's like I'm blowing kisses in the wind, giving you love that you haven't been given. I cross my heart, hope to die. I'm only wishing you love me like I.
This song fucking stinks, dude.
This is a certified James Nichols stinks.
This song sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Hold on, I want to know what Freddie thinks, because we all three were like, fuck this song, and Freddie got a little smirk, so I don't know.
I was just thinking about how Middle Eastern women just have a special place in my heart, so I was like... but even with that, I got to give it a flop. But
hell
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah. Yo, I don't really fuck with Paula Abdul, man.
Yeah, the more we listen to her and the more she comes up...
That one song, I think we bopped it, the music video is like her and fucking like Chester Cheeto.
Oh, yeah, when they were like sliding through.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
But it's not Chester Cheeto, but you definitely can tell it's like the concept art for Chester Cheeto.
Oh, yeah.
Chester Cheeto.
His last name was Cheeto.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
How dare me. You?
This is a note for Spencer at 112. Believe in yourself more.
This is a flop, dude.
It's a flop, dude.
This is like, dude, honestly, it's like she listened to Can't Let Go, and that's what Love Is For, and was like, how can I copy this song but make it a little different?
I would have loved for Paula Abdul to have Jennifer Lopez's career.
Oh.
I think Paula Abdul was more talented as a dancer-singer.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Lopez, like, dude, she was collabing
honestly,
with Ja Rule.
Dude, I would have loved to see Paula Abdul as Selena. So, yeah, that would have been good.
Who is that? I only know Selena.
Selena.
This song sucks. I don't think I like Paula Abdul. Also, nobody did her any favors, you know, on American Idol and stuff when everybody was like thought she was coked out or drugged out.
Oh, was she?
Supposedly, that's the thing. We talked about it. She's come up a couple times before. There's a crazy conspiracy theory around Paula Abdul. She had, have you guys heard this about her plane crash? I'm not going to look it up, but I'll paraphrase that. She says that she had a plane crash, and then it fucked up her spine. It was like in the Midwest somewhere in the middle of winter, and it fucked up her spine, and then she got addicted to painkillers. And that lasted until like the second or third season of American Idol, where there's like some clips of her being crazy on the show, and they really like hammed that up. And then, like, she took a hiatus from the show, and they may have just forced her out. That's why she stopped being on the show. And then somebody did a deep dive into it, and they were like, there is no record of this plane crash ever happening.
She just loves painkillers?
I guess so. So made up a plane crash, yeah.
Weren't people, like, celebrating, like, how great her arms looked? And then you're like, well, she's addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why her arms look so good.
So that's a lot for me to project onto Paula Abdul, but this is a flop for me. This is the most boring song we've had in a while.
Yeah, this is a pretty bad
this
song.
This would be the dictionary definition of a virgin.
Yeah.
This song sounds like it's never been fucked.
You know who likes
this
song?
Honestly, the name Blowing Kisses in the Wind sounds like something a virgin would say.
Yeah.
You know who likes this song? A manager at Chick-fil-A, dude. Yeah. That's who likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The manager, is like, he like pulls in his...
They're like, turn off that Amy Grant. Yeah. Put on the Paul up.
While he's
100% would have Amy Grant, dude.
While he's fucking interviewing the homeschool kids, he's like, now let me... I'm going to ask you one real serious question here. How do you feel about Paula Abdul?
Bop or flop?
Yeah. I hope we get big enough to where Chick-fil-A managers start asking their kids bop or flop.
How great would it be if any podcast got big enough that Chick-fil-A started playing it over the intercom?
That'd be tight. I mean, I'm sure there's some Christian podcast they play. Like
Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens.
Charlie Kirk, Turning Point. They've definitely had to have played Amy Grant before.
Definitely.
Probably, yeah. I mean, at least her Christmas album. Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh.
It's so good that it's like in her top songs on Spotify.
Oh, nice.
Which is like kind of sad where it's like you've got decades of discography.
What is Mariah Carey's most popular song?
Yeah,
but like she's got other good songs.
Sia's Christmas album, real quick shout out.
Yeah?
It's so good, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it's really
good.
The big
big hair wig woman.
Yeah, and like the straight across bangs. It's so good. Melissa plays it every year. It's crazy how good it is. And it's new. It's like new Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I usually listen
I love
to
that
it
song
while
that's
eating
like,
Arby's. It's great.
I want to decorate the chandelier.
Yes. Yeah.
Chandelier. That was a bad joke. Spencer, at 116, kill yourself.
She's got the other one where it's like, puppies are forever.
Puppies are forever?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not Christmas, dog. That's just,
I know. But then the next line is not just for Christmas.
That's just what so plays in every white girl's head.
Yeah.
Forever.
It's like, you know how in like, yeah, what's it, in the fucking Lego world, the every day starts off with everything is awesome. Every time everything a white girl wakes awesome. Up, it's just puppies are forever.
Not just for Christmas. What did you give this?
It's a flop, dude. This is the worst song on the playlist for me,
it's
man.
It's a flippy flop, dude. Yeah. All right.
This is a fuck Paula Abdul flop. I'll say it.
Okay.
Sorry, Paula, if you listen.
Great Coke arms.
I want to get great Coke artists.
Great Coke arms.
Coke arms. Yeah. I want to get to a point where at some point, this will never happen, we get popular enough to where an artist gets mad that we flopped one of their songs. I've thought about maybe tagging them in our things.
You hear that, Boulevards?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we know Jameel.
I was texting with him earlier. Yeah.
If he peaked, dude, that would be wild.
He got his first song, Got to Go, got pretty popular.
His new album's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, the Hell stuff yeah. on it is really good. Shout
Jameel's
out Boulevard.
A good dude, man. He's got a cool story.
Is he the one who works at Unlikely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. We were doing a shoot with him. Sorry, there's a huge tangent. We were doing a shoot with him in Tennessee for Lumina back when they existed. And he literally was like, we were in this cabin in the middle of nowhere in like fucking the mountains of Tennessee. And he was like, hey, you guys care if I invite this girl out up here? She kind of lives close by. And, you know, he like was like, basically, he didn't say it, but he was like, I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we're in a one bedroom trailer, but like, yeah, we'll put on earbuds and let you clap some cheeks. Like,
this is going to be her worst nightmare, dude.
And she like tried to drive up there and like got lost and like. No one had cell service, so we were just driving through these fucking backwoods dirt roads, flashing our lights to try and find this chick.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was so scary. Because, like, first off, like, I feel like driving around flashing lights in the backwoods mountains is, like, a sign for something that we weren't trying to pick up. You unplugged your computer, by the way.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay, cool. But anyway, that was a bad story. And let's
He's going rogue.
Yeah, Jordan's going. I am untethered.
I'm unplugged, dude.
Yeah, Jordan unplugged. That's going to be, yeah, that's.
Anyway, this is
That's
wonderful.
What you should call the outdoor episode, Bopper Flop Unplugged.
Oh, that's great, dude.
We're going to do that. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Greg.
I'll take 10%.
Okay, that would be $0.
Hanukkah started this week.
Somewhat, yeah. It's,
oh, today,
Hanukkah
right?
That's right, yeah.
Today or?
I'm a bad half Jew. I'm only half Jewish, yeah. So I don't.
Half Jew sounds like something you can't say.
But your mom, on your mom or your dad's
Well, you
side?
Can because you
can.
Are. But it's like
dad's side. I'm a cashew, half Catholic, half Jewish.
Oh, that's fun.
Cashew's fun.
Now you can say that.
Yeah.
Except if you have a nut allergy.
That is true. Yeah. All right. Moving into number four, we've got All for Love by Color Me Bad. Bobbing your little head over there.
I gotta say, when this, I was excited when I saw this on the playlist because I thought it was another song. I'm still pleased with this song. I thought it was All for One, All for Love by that, like, from the Three Musketeers with Brian Adams. Sting, and Rod Stewart. Uh-huh. I thought it was that.
It's misleading because the lead singer's name is Brian Abrams.
Yes, and I was like, oh shit, was Brian Adams in All for or in Color Me Bad? But no, this song, hard bop, dude. It's so good. This is a great song.
Cool.
No, you don't think so?
We'll see.
Hey, dude, well, we're going to have to beat the shit out of Spencer because
this is a hard bop. Curb stop me.
This is a hard bop.
Hard bop?
The light skin in me says bop.
I could argue that this is, in fact, a twist.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Defend that position.
Yeah. So, if you read up a little bit about Brian Abrams, he coined allegedly the term hip hop doo-wop.
And this
like ushered in a new era of like R&B hip hop ish style music.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And they were one of the first ones to do it. Yeah. And they had like in terms of like boy bands, like they were older. They were trying to appeal to an older audience, and they were like incredibly diverse.
Whoa!
Yes, they were. Okay.
Like comically so.
Color Me Bad is diverse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they're mixed. They're interracial. The more you say this, the more I'm on board because also, in their music videos, they like super blocked out, hard, like colored blocked suits yeah. and stuff. So it influenced, and the style that they had, Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake and Dick in a Box, those suits,
that's color
that
bad.
Style,
oh,
they
okay.
stole
for
from,
sure.
They didn't steal, but they were inspired by
it. It was an homage.
Yes, yeah. And so, and that song's been used a bunch
Damn.
In movies and stuff.
I feel bad for flopping it now, but
it's got a good sample, too.
Yeah,
it does have a good sample. I don't know. It just wasn't for me. And
that's
it's not
okay,
supposed
man.
To be for me, and that's fine.
But it is supposed to be. It's supposed to be for everyone.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm
don't
not
going to
give it a twist, but I am going to give
I
it.
Did. I did. Right. I saw it was Color Me Bad, and I was like, that's a name that I remember for being good. This song's probably going to be pretty good. And then I listened to it, and I was like, maybe I set my expectations too high, you know?
Mm.
This is, I don't even want to argue
All
with
for
you,
Love, not for me, you know?
It is a weird name for the song, but it's... It was a good song.
It was the 90s. People were naming stuff whatever they wanted to, man.
The top comment on one of the song on YouTube, I may have been OPP, but I think it applies to the whole playlist. It was just like, I'm convinced that the 90s was just all about parties. And it's like, this playlist, it was just so fun and light.
It is a fun playlist.
If this came on.
I'll say it is a fun song, but it's just not, for me, it's not a bop.
I'm going to play this song at your Christmas party.
Well, don't, because it's not Christmas music, and it's Christmas bangers only at my Christmas party.
Is it? Well, I'm thinking
December 11th. I'll leave this in, because not everyone knows where I live, but you guys are invited. Bring your significant others if you want to. Big Christmas party at my house.
Hell yeah.
December 11th?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'll be out of town. Fuck.
Well, Freddie, you're dead to me.
I know. Damn it.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be in Charlottesville for a wedding.
Yo, that's tight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was like, I'll be in
Charlottesville wedding.
For a
rally?
A wedding.
A wedding.
Freddie's light-skinned enough.
I'm going to be...
I was going to say, is that the light-skinned in you?
I'm going to be with a bunch of white people in Charlottesville for a wedding.
The save the date said, like, something will not replace us or something. I don't know. But,
Tiki torches will be provided.
Oh, man. That's so funny. December wedding, though. Pretty good.
Are you guys doing a Christmas song-themed episode?
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't thought about it yet, but we're going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you some submissions.
That'd be right. Yeah.
Sounds like Greg just gave you guys the idea.
Yeah. I got. Throw in a plug for your Patreon right now.
We're capped at two.
We're capped at two, dude.
If you want to join the wait list, you just got to follow Freddie on Instagram and DM him. Yeah.
Okay, so that was kind of a mixed, triple bump and a flop. Moving into number four, we've got It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. By Boyz II Men.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
It was so I don't have headphones on.
Say all at the same time. I think we all got to be there, right?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Bop. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Are we vibing?
Great. Are we vibing, dude?
We're vibing,
dude.
Are we vibing?
We haven't vibed in a long time.
We haven't vibed, but we're vibing over this.
We're vibing right now.
Boyz II Men, so fucking good.
They're great, dude. They're so good. So many babies were made.
Oh.
Yeah.
All of the babies.
Yeah, dude.
In 1991, there wasn't a baby made that wasn't to this song.
Dude.
Or one of their songs.
Yeah. Not this song.
It's probably not this one.
This was probably a little sad, but yeah. There was maybe some breakup sex happening to this song, though.
Some accidental
babies.
A couple people cried out looking out windows, just thinking about what could have been.
Some oops babies. Or some, what's up, dude?
You raise
just
your
like,
hand.
Hey, no, just putting your hands out the window, like just fucking rain falling.
It's not... That's not funny. Crying. It's just raining on my face.
Yeah.
This song actually was written. This is a cover. They covered it. It was written by somebody else for a movie. Can anybody guess what the name of the movie was?
Jurassic Park.
It is there. It's in this room right now. The name of that movie. Coolie High.
Oh shit! That's right.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, wow.
I forgot what I was
waiting for.
Coolie High was like 1975, and it was two black kids, about black couple, born a girl in high school in New York, maybe in a
that
big
is
city.
Correct.
And it's their senior year, and it's about them about to graduate, go out into the world and stuff.
Ooh.
And this song, like something maybe Junior Sledge or Cedric Sledge or something, I think. No, that's a lie. That was number two. But yeah, originally written by somebody else.
Cool.
Recorded by somebody else, and then Boyz II Men covered it.
They're like, why don't we make this song better?
Boyz II Men.
They did that a lot of times.
They did. They did it for sure as hell with this one. They also did this song originally because they did it a cappella. They did this song a cappella because they did it originally in when they were all together in high school. They did it as part of their a cappella choir.
Nice.
And then they came back around. Am I hitting it a bunch?
Yeah.
And then they came back around. They were like, oh, we're going to do this song, and we have to do it a cappella because that's what we used to do.
That's tight.
Wow. Yeah.
I dig it.
I was in an a cappella group. We did this song.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight. This is a great one. Yeah, to cover,
dang,
so.
Man. That's cool.
Boyz II Men, all right, so I'm heavily biased because they're a Philadelphia band. I'm a Philadelphian. Yeah, the proud son. You know, we're all of us, we're all proud sons of Philadelphia, obviously.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
But they were one of like the.
I fuck with a cheesesteak.
Yeah, you good.
All right, dude. That's like, you know what I mean? That's like.
That's base level stuff.
You can't say that anymore. You can't say that anymore. You're in trouble if you ever come to Philadelphia. But they, like, from a, again, back to the boy band thing, because I was like, you know, in a boy band, basically, a cappella groups. But like they.
Hold on. Were you in like a school sanctioned a cappella group, or did you and your buds, they're like, guys, you know, it'd be fun if we did.
No,
if
we
sang.
School sanctioned. Hey, guys.
Yo, I imagine that's how every boy band got started. Just a bunch of dudes. Hey, you know, it'd be fun what we did? Or sang.
Let's sing. Yeah. Anyone have a trash can and an ability to light a fire? Because I want to sing.
I want to sing around it. Yeah.
Keep it moving, man. What I was gonna say is
finish your story.
No, put a lot of focus on the bass singer, the guy with the super deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I always wanted
baritone,
to be that, but
right?
I bass. But that's
all. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What are you?
I don't know shit about.
I was a tenor.
Okay.
A tenor one.
Okay.
Damn, I don't even know what any of that means.
That means before my balls dropped, I had to sing with the women in chorus.
Oh.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like a castrati. What a niche.
I understand it. That's a
castrati were an old, there
Freddie,
were boys.
Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I know what a castrati is. Yeah.
Okay, damn, I'm sorry. Really
you uncultured fuck.
It's an Italian word for boys. It was very specific boys who were castrated to preserve their high voices in choirs.
Yeah, no,
They were, it would have been like me getting my balls cut off and like.
And then your voice never drops.
That is correct.
Yeah. The castrati, yes.
Man.
Anyway, that was a quadruple bop, dude, which I don't think that we had. Which is another reason we're fucking vibing,
No, we started off with a quadruple bop, man.
Did we?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Well, we're vibing.
But it's been a while. Yeah. But it's been a while
since
we were
I think we're going up a ramp right now, and which sucks because we've got like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think we're good.
We can do it, dude. We got it. Yeah.
But we're skyrocketing right now because the next four or three, we'll see what happens. But coming in at number three, we've got Set Adrift on Memory Bliss by PM Dawn.
The camera pans, a cocktail glass, behind a mind of plastic plants.
Bop.
Dude.
Oh,
sorry.
Hard bop. Nah, go for it, man. It's a bop. Freddie was ready, dude.
I thought we were doing the sync thing.
Oh, the sync. Nah, this song's so good, man. I had to, like, everyone knows, hold on. Okay, everyone knows that I had to sit up. That's how jacked I am for this. I had to rearrange the microphone. I was like, I have good posture to talk about this song. The sample. Everyone's like, oh, I know that sample. Like, it's a very, but do you actually know without, did you look it up already?
I looked it up a while ago.
Okay, but did you know that song, like, off the top of your head,
but
off the dome?
It's two samples.
It's two samples.
But there's the main sample, which is the ha,
yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Did you know that song off the dome?
Yeah. Yes.
You knew who did that song?
I didn't know who did it.
Don't.
I knew the name of the song.
Right, but you didn't know, like, who.
No way.
I had to look up Spandau Ballet.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I've never heard that band before in my life. I've listened to that song. This song's great. It's a bop, but I've listened to The True by Spandau Ballet like seven times today, dude.
I actually only know that song from The Wedding Singer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Correct.
They're squeezing the butts to that song. Steve Buscemi squeezing ass to that song, dude.
I didn't know I knew the other sample. I knew the name of it, but I didn't know which one it was until you started.
Eric B. and Rakim?
Yeah. Thinking of a master
plan.
Yeah.
Dude, this song's so good.
It's really good. Almost as much of a case for a twist as.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'm in the minority again.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a flop.
No!
Whoa, dude!
I'll tell you why. What? I'll tell you why.
You traitor to the race, dude. No, I don't know what that is.
I am a white man. I'm PM Dawn. PM Dawn was a black man.
PM Dawn.
I think it relies, first off, I forgot this song even existed, and upon a re-listen, I was like, well, this song leans too heavily on the nostalgia of the samples.
Gotcha.
Forget it. out of here. Take a hike.
Okay.
So I'll go the exact opposite. The things that this song did for everything. First of all, it was the first song to be graded on the new Nielsen system. So everything else before this song, if it charted, it was only because the radio stations, like the album would be like, hey, how many times have you played that song? And they'd be like, yeah, we're playing it. And they're like, this is not a sustainable system. And then after that, this song, I guess this song really didn't do that. The system just got implemented.
Dude, I can't agree with this as a twist. No way.
Yeah, I'm not giving it a twist.
Yeah, I'm not giving it a twist. I'm just saying it's a damn good song.
It's a damn good song. I'll give it a damn good bop.
I'm going to change my bop to a flop.
Whoa.
Yeah,
a reversal. Tight.
Damn. Yeah. Freddie was so jacked to say bop at the beginning, and now he's taking it back. He's a bop Judas.
Can I talk you out of it with some boring stuff?
What happened?
Really?
Hey.
Dude.
Can I talk you out of it with one question? Who hurt you?
What, for this song?
He's agreeing with you.
No, I know. I thought. Damn. Welcome back to Ripping in 3, 2, 1.
Spencer, at 1:32, just delete this whole episode. dude, yeah. Okay, well, so why you're changing it? Because Jordan bored you?
More like boredom. It was what Greg said.
It leans on
that, and then I do like the Eric B. and Rakim version better, and then there's like other parts, and then I think it's Mario that redid this, or...
I know what you're talking about.
So, like, there's just other songs that I'd rather hear than that. Yeah. It just reminds me of better songs I could be listening to.
I would rather hear Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer.
Fuck.
Now,
okay, because also.
Because now I'm like, wait a second. I did listen to True way more than I actually listened to this song. But no, I like it. It's fun. I like it.
What's the name?
Also, and then
I like the other song more.
Set Adrift on a Memory Bliss. They also. I understand your case more and more. I'm maintaining the bopness of it, okay? But Set Adrift on a Memory Bliss is a line from a Prince song or album. Or maybe a movie, but it's from a Prince thing.
Prince Media.
They took a lot.
Yeah.
This song is like a puzzle
piece.
It's falling apart.
Yeah.
This is like a vision board of a song. Yeah.
It's like you know those like overly intricate cakes they make that like slowly fall apart if you move them?
Yeah.
We made this beautiful cake. We picked it up to bring it to the judges' table, and it started falling apart, dude.
When he said twist, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Now you're like, hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
You know what this song is for me right now? It's like that kleptomaniac kid at summer camp. You guys have been you've been at summer camp for a month.
Yeah.
And everybody's stuff keeps going missing. You're like, I think it's Devin, dude.
Yeah.
And then the second to last day comes and it's like time to clean out the cabin. And then it's the counselor gets underneath Devin's bed and all of our stuff is underneath it. And it's like, well, this is mine and like this is yours.
Devin, why do you have my underwear, dog?
Yeah. And it's like, this is my sample, dude. Yeah. What are you doing with it?
That's so funny.
I'm maintaining the bopness.
I am too. I still fuck with it.
We've maintained the bops, but so double bop.
That was a fun one.
I think these
next few are gonna be fun.
Yeah,
take us to number two, Jordan.
All right, moving into number two, we've got "When a Man Loves a Woman" by Michael Bolton.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He takes the world for the good.
All right, Freddie wants to do this. I think this is a fun new thing to do. On three, we all say what we think it is.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1.
Bop.
Yeah. Yo, that
was
fun. Hey,
come here, guys.
Yeah. Yo.
Man. Was anybody else surprised? I didn't know this was sung by a white guy, dude.
No. Well, Michael Bolton's like barely white.
Is
like,
he? I feel like he's extremely white.
Michael Bolton is like cookout friendly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's invited. Actually, we should ask the one person of color in this thing. Freddie, is Michael Bolton invited to the cookout?
I don't think so. But, but I do love him. The whole thing with Lonely Island that he did, Jack Sparrow song. The way he like just made fun of himself and all that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, big fan. But yeah, this song on its own, definite.
This song rules, dude. Yeah.
Dude,
I also didn't know it was by Michael Bolton. This has been covered like a billion times, though, right?
That's what I was going to say. Earlier I said it, but originally it was written by this guy, Percy Sledge.
Yeah. No, you called him something else earlier.
I called him Summon Sledge.
Yeah, like Charles Sledge. Yeah.
Charles, it's Percy Sledge. Michael Bolton had... His version charted the highest.
Okay, cool.
And for the longest, yeah.
It's great, man. It's so much fun. Yeah. I mean, it's a song about fucking, dude.
I need to ask other black people if he gets
Instagram poll tomorrow.
I'm gonna do,
dude.
That.
I can't wait for fucking Friday. I swear to God,
black people, it will assemble.
It will be north of 85% in support of having him at the cookout.
I think you need to straight up be like, if you're white, don't vote in this poll, which seems rude, but you don't want people to cloud the judgment. You know,
yeah,
it's just temporary segregation.
Temporary segregation for one story, and that's it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Just market it as temporary segregation for science.
Yeah,
you're like, hey guys,
what could go wrong?
Hey everybody, vote for this poll. But if you're a white person, we actually think that it's really important for you to just listen right now.
Yeah,
okay?
There you go.
So we should take a step back.
Yeah, that's good, man.
So we just got a straight up quadruple bop across the board. You want to do the last one?
Let's do it, baby. All right, coming in at number one. December 16th, 1991, the whole world was entering, or they were a little into a new decade. They're like, God, what does the 90s hold for us? We've got issues. We got problems. What's a Bush senior's president right now? I don't know who's president. Some old white guy's a president. There's shit popping off left and right. People are a little worried. And then Michael Jackson drops this absolute banger called Black or White.
Undoubtedly, this is a bop. Okay,
it also solved race relations in our country.
Yeah, dude.
December 16th, 1991 was the last day of racism.
The day racism died, dude.
That it sucks that we shut it off. I wasn't thinking about it, but you shut it off as we were listening to it during the worst rap cameo of all time. Dude.
Who is that?
I don't.
It's
even
his.
Know.
It's the producer,
Billy Bonnell, or whatever.
Yeah. His producer was like, Michael, let me get.
He's like, Michael, dude, I got bars, dude.
Yeah, dude. Michael, I've been trying to get you on my SoundCloud, man.
Michael, I'll let my son stay over your house if you can get me a couple bars on the album, dude. A couple. Just a couple.
I do think it's funny that Michael came up with a song called
Bill Bottrell. Sorry.
No, yeah, you know.
Nobody named Bill Bottrell should be rapping.
Nah, dude, that's a fucking professor of Hogwarts, dude. Yeah. Billy Bottrell. Yeah. Professor of bad music.
Song doesn't age well. He says it doesn't matter if you're black or white. Today, that's like a problematic.
Oh, what are you, colorblind, Michael? Yeah.
This is literally
dick?
This song. You should just call this song I Don't See Color.
Yeah. Yes. Conservatives play this single. You see, Michael said it. Like,
I bet you $100 Donald Trump has walked out of this song.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this little.
That's so funny.
This like dumbass little weird pump dance he does. Yeah. Like, come on, everybody. Doesn't matter if you're black or white.
But if you're white and you're a big, beautiful white.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I love them. I love the big, beautiful white. I love the big, beautiful blacks, too.
Don't know if I can say that anymore.
He just goes through all the races. Yeah. Brazilians, great butts.
Indians have great Burger Kings.
That's a good callback.
I'm trying to find.
This song sounds like it would be in a Goofy movie.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wait. Like the animated Disney dog, or
a Goofy movie.
Okay, Powerline.
Powerline. That's why I couldn't remember the name. Thank you,
dude. That song is fucking great.
That song rips, dude. Yeah. That song's got. I think that song had to have charted.
It's a sad movie too. That
I know, right?
I just want to be.
It's weird when they like. It's like that's when like Disney was like making. They're like, oh, all those lovely characters at the parks. They have feelings, you know. It's like now. It's like
they were
like,
not the Chick-fil-A people.
Another yeah, guy. But it's like they were like you know like that was you just before that like Goofy was just the fucking dog.
Oh yeah.
And then they're like, well, guess what? He's got kids and he's worried about him moving away. Yeah. And we're all like, fuck. Like
he's worried about emptiness.
Whereas now they're taking all the Disney characters that we love and they're like, hey, you know your favorite Disney characters? What if you wanted to fuck them? They made Buzz Lightyear so hot, dude. They made Buzz Lightyear hot.
The new.
They made Cruella hot.
Yeah.
They stopped making my favorite.
But that was a person. Cruella, that was live action.
But it started
action.
As a cartoon.
To reference Dwayne.
Who's again, the hottest cartoon? Sorry.
A lot of people say Jessica Rabbit.
You mean Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
Oh, wait. Oh, Jessica. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But to reference Dwayne really quickly one time, he's got a joke where he talks about somebody like Disney famously identifying young actors and actresses who go on to be super famous and super hot, which means somebody at Disney has a very awkward job title. And it's like, what do you do at Disney? He's like, oh yeah, you know how all babies look alike? Well, some of them to me are hotter, you know? I don't want to get away from this song because the history behind this song and everything around it is fucking wild, dude.
Is it? Tell me about it.
He did 11-minute. There was an 11-minute short film that came out in right after the song released.
Oh,
correct.
Okay, damn.
And in addition,
so that's where Kid Rock and Sean Penn got the inspiration from.
Wait, what?
Have you not seen their fucking? I'm sorry for going on that. You haven't seen. No other thing, go home tonight or whatever day it is that you're listening to this and Google Kid Rock and Sean Penn because they came out with a fucking fever dream of an 11-minute video.
Recently or like?
I'm pretty sure it was recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean Penn is all over the map.
That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say about it. Go home and watch it. It's wild.
Is he singing in it?
Dude,
okay, I'll go watch it. I just like the everything around this song. It's a great song, and I give it a bop.
It's definitely a bop for me,
too. It's definitely a bop.
It's not Michael's strongest.
No.
No.
But it's like.
It's great.
It's fun.
Yeah. Where did you go?
Oh, it's a bop.
It's a bop.
I'm going to give it a bop, but barely.
A barely bop.
It's
right.
A barely bop, dude. It is a barely bop.
I feel like this is why a lot of conservatives think there's no more racism.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's good, man. That's so funny, dude.
This is, you know what? This is the race theory that Texas wants to teach.
This is the critical race theory, dude. Yeah.
They get into like, it's like.
Well, because at this era, they get to teach it as Michael Jackson, the white guy.
Texas state books, when you open up the chapter to race, it's just, you know, like a greeting card that plays music. You just open the textbook. It's like, and the teacher's like, y'all right. You hear that? Black or white. It's fine. And then fucking.
What about me? Yeah. I can't even do
it. You can. You're Dominican.
Yeah. What about me?
And she's like, well, sorry, Jose. He's like, my name is not. I thought I got to stop doing this voice. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it's for the bit. He's like, I can't.
That
it's
makes
okay.
It okay.
It makes it okay if it's for a bit. Yeah. And we're still in this? Please get me out of this. I'm scared. I'm so scared.
You know what? I think that we're
How many weeks did this stay at number one?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, this is when people were shape-shifting
in the
video, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yo, Michael Jackson
he shape-shifts into a Black Panther.
Yeah, dude.
He actually
King T'Challa himself, dude.
The film is so crazy that he has to pull it from MTV and VH1 and everything, and then issues an apology about it.
Because there was vandalism.
Yeah, vandalism. He
smashes a car in the
jerks
street.
Jerks off in a window, all kinds of stuff. There's a whole scene.
I gotta go watch this.
Where,
dude, it's hilarious. Yeah, he's smashing a car with the back going,
there's a whole scene where a Native American tribe he does a dance with.
Yeah, that's tight.
And the intro is crazy because it has Macaulay Culkin in it.
Yeah,
dog. This sounds like a
Macaulay
fever
Culkin,
dream.
And then George Wendt. Norm,
you have
from
said
Cheers.
So many things right now.
I know, dude. The whole
Michael
wild.
Jackson. But here's the thing: Michael Jackson could get anyone he wanted to participate in anything that
anything
he was doing.
That's the crazy thing about the guy who raps has never. He was the writer of the song and producer of the song, Billy Bottrell. Never sang or rapped before in his life.
Yeah, we can tell.
And then Michael Jackson's like, you should rap on this because you're white and I'm black. And then, you know, racial harmony. And then Billy's like, I don't do any of that, dude. And then Michael Jackson's like, no, you have to do it because I'm Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson
dude.
Is you and Melissa, when you're at a bar and you want everyone to take shots.
Oh, and we're just
dude.
So
him and his wife get together. They're like, "You guys want a shot?" And it's like fucking Wednesday at 5:30. We're at happy hour, and we're all like, "Nah, dog. Like it's a weekday." And they're like, "Shots, shots, shots."
And then it's
Jordan comes out. He's like, "Spaces, human relations.
It's not about faces or spaces. It's about blood in your veins."
Oh my god! Yeah. So we're closing it with a quadruple bop.
Closing it with a quadruple bop.
All right, that's tight. All right, Jordan. Take us through the decisions.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, you guys think about your top three.
In any order.
In any order.
Okay.
From the playlist.
I have it here if you need to look at it in a second. But okay, coming in at number 10, we had OPP by Naughty by Nature. That was a BOPP for me, a bop from Spencer, a boppy by Nature from Greg, and a bop from Freddie. Number 9, That's What Love Is For, Amy Grant. Bop for me, Going to Hell Flop from Spencer, Sentimental Bop from Greg, and a Cultural Difference Flop from Freddie. Number 8, Can't Let Go, Mariah Carey. Bop, bop, me and Spencer, a spiteful fucking flop from Greg, and then a respectful bop from Freddie. Number 7, Cream, Prince and his new power generation. That was a new bop generation for me, a bop from Spencer, flop from Greg, and a chilly and a chilly butt sex bop from Freddie. Number 6, Blowing Kisses in the Wind, Paula Abdul. That was a chickful flop from me, a fuck Paula Abdul flop from Spencer, floppy kisses from Greg, and a Middle Eastern flop from Freddie. Number 5, All for Love, Color Me Bad, All for Flop from me. Wait, no.
I was the one that flopped it.
Yes, I got a mix. I wanna bop it, dude. All for Bop from me, and an influential flop from Spencer. I think I got a mix up. Influential bop from me, and All there for Flop go. From Spencer. Maybe a twist? Question mark bop from Greg and a light skin bop from Freddie. Number 4, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, Boyz II Men. That was a vibing bop for me. Unison bop from Spencer. Proud Son bop from Greg and a bop from Freddie. Number 3, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, PM Dawn. Bop or flop bop from me. PM bop from Spencer. Traitorous flop from Greg and a flippy flop from Freddie. Number 2, When a Man Loves a Woman, Michael Bolton. That was just across the board a fist bump bop, dude. And then moving into number 1, Black or White, Michael Jackson. That was a racial Harmony bop from me, a bop from Spencer, bop from Greg, and a barely bop from Freddie.
Whoo, boy.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Thanks for doing that.
That was a lot.
Time for top 3. I'll go first in this order. 1, 2, 3. Number 1, OPP, Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
Number 2, Black or White by Michael Jackson. Number 3, When a Man Loves a Woman by Michael Bolton. That's where I'm at.
That's great. I'm going to do, okay, in no particular order because all I can remember, OPP, Naughty by Nature. Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, PM Dawn. Fuck, dude, there's so many good ones. There's so many.
You have to. Gun to your head. Choose.
And then at number 3, I'm going to do Boyz II Men, Michael Bolton, and Michael Jackson. Okay.
Wow. You,
I've
okay.
never done that before.
All right.
I cheated.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
OPP, Boyz II Men, and Michael Bolton.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's a strong.
Yeah.
I've got Boyz II Men, Color Me Bad, Michael Bolton.
Ooh,
Michael
dude, we Ball, can't. Dude, everyone fucks with that song,
know,
dude. It's
dude,
so
it's
good.
So good. Because he comes in so strong.
Yeah.
Dude.
He doesn't
that's
fuck
the
with
best
you.
Entrance to a song. He,
imagine, when you start a song with like the chorus and it's that chorus, yeah. you're like, okay, well, yeah. I got to put my seatbelt on.
Imagine going to a Michael Bolton concert at that time and you had never heard him sing and
yeah.
this dude with long hair and a fucking frilly shirt comes out.
Looks like someone drew Fabio from memory.
Yeah. yeah, but, yeah. but like Fabio not on steroids.
Yeah.
If Kenny G started working out like Fabio,
yeah.
he'd straighten his hair, dude.
That's tight. Well, that's it, guys. Episode 40, which is nuts to say, of
books,
Bop or
yeah.
Flop podcast. Thank you all so much for rocking with us. We did announcements up top, so we won't do it anymore. But do you guys want to plug anything on the way out?
Yeah, World Local News, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me at G Perlman on Instagram. That's where I do most of my stuff. Freddie?
Hell yeah.
Fred Talk Podcast and patreon.com/Freddie Valois to get on the waiting list.
That's it, you guys. Thank Hell you yeah, so dude. Much. We love you all, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.